Mayor, that it's vital we work with young people, and it's a key priority for this administration to support young people to be healthier, to have the best possible education, and to equip them to take advantage of job opportunities at Lambeth and in Lambeth and beyond. Next month, we are handing over keys to a brand new children's centre in Kennington, as well as to 70 homes, new council rented homes nearby, which we know alleviates pressure on families in overcrowded conditions and gives young people a much better start in life. On health, we have a manifesto commitment to ban smoking in playgrounds. That's something that Councillor Davey has long been campaigning for. Councillor Holland planted the first, I think, clean air, green screens at a primary school. And we know that our kids can't wait for clean air, so that is one of 30 we will be, at very least, planting over the next 4 years. And Jim Dixon led the way in tackling obesity in children in our schools, and we were one of the only boroughs that saw a reduction in that at PISA stage two. Now, in terms of education, it's excellent that 96% of our schools are either outstanding or good, but we know we can do better. And we also know that that masks some real disparities in educational achievement. The Equality Commission last week was looking very hard at a project that our education department has developed with lots of schools and organisations on tackling the underachievement of Black Caribbean boys. And the challenge for schools is going to become more difficult because despite Councillor Briggs' protestations, the facts are clear. Lambeth Settlement was the joint lowest in London. And across the city, London Council's estimates, schools face a funding gap of £406 million this year. So we will keep fighting with parents and teachers for a better deal for Lambeth. And that's parents and teachers, Tim, not political extremists. And we very much hope that the Greens will join us in that. Now, we're coming up to summer, and schools are finishing. We have an excellent Young People's Summer Programme that I recommend all councillors take away and promote. And we will be relaunching our Lambeth Main, which is looking at enlisting communities and businesses to create a more child-friendly borough. Next week at Cabinet, we will be starting to act on one of our manifesto commitments, which is to make sure that jobs are available to young people. We have ambitious targets. We are creating 240 council apprenticeships and 15,000 across Lambeth. I think that's 1,500 actually. But pressing at the moment, as all of the young people have addressed, is I think the blight and the terrible pain and trauma that comes with youth violence. I spoke at the Youth Violence Summit coordinated by the Mayor a couple of weeks ago, and I started by saying, and I genuinely mean this, I think one of the hardest things we have to do as a council leader is go and meet and talk to the mother of a child who has just been stabbed. And I think if that isn't enough, that gives us a renewed emphasis to focus on what is a terrible affliction affecting our society. A sharp increase across London in knife crime does require immediate attention, but I also think it needs a parallel long-term vision. It begins to unpick the complex and multifaceted problems that have led to the normalisation of violence. I think we need to see knife crime as a symptom of much greater underlying series of problems, and that's why our efforts put community at the heart of a public health approach. Positive to get some recognition for this work in today's Evening Standard. We are the only London borough to be piloting this approach, and it's an approach that, if you're not familiar with it, has been very successful in Chicago and Glasgow, and certainly officers have had those conversations and politicians very well by the councillors to that. But even more positive is that we have commitment from across the borough, from many groups, from many organisations, committed to working together, coalescing around united vision and understanding that this is a top priority for Lambeth Council and the borough to put young people at the heart of the solution to this terrible plight. Thank you.
Find more areas of agreement over the next 4 years. In that spirit, I'd also like to extend an invitation to you, councillors and officers, to come to the Village Green stage at the Lambeth Country Fair, where my band will be playing on Sunday. It won't hope to match your wonderful invitation and performance at your AGM. One area I would pledge also support from the Green Group is the intent in the Lambeth Labour Manifesto to look at how more council services can be brought back in-house. Lambeth has, for us, become a hollowed-out council, with contracting out becoming the norm. And we know that many companies are in commercial difficulties, so local authorities are actively now in-housing services. In Barnet, a place not unfamiliar to our interim chief executive, Capita services have been brought back in-house, a move that received cross-party support. We offer such cross-party support here in Lambeth. The Electoral Commission's report yesterday about the Vote Leave campaign has clearly called the legitimacy of the referendum result into question. I've been contacted by residents from across Lambeth asking the council to pass a motion in support of a people's vote on the final Brexit deal. I propose, therefore, we also work on a cross-party basis to table a motion for the next council meeting in support of the people's vote, with an option to remain in the European Union. And I'd be grateful if the council leader would take this proposal to the next Labour group meeting. I'd also like to draw council's attention to our amendment to the NHS motion, urging support for the NHS reinstatement bill. My dad was a medical officer in Normandy, and there at the founding of the NHS, and he worked in Lambeth all his life in hospitals. He worked at the old Lambeth Hospital and ended up in a senior position at St Thomas's Hospital. If you were alive today, I think you'd be very proud to see parties committing this evening to supporting a bill which would bring the NHS back into the original state, free, at the point of use, and publicly funded. Yeah. I hope the Labour group will hear support our amendment tonight. Over estates, of course, we do have a difference of opinion. We support the People's Plan produced by the residents at Cressingham Gardens and a similar plan produced by architects for social housing at Central Hill to provide more truly affordable homes than the council is proposing. I understand. Thank you. I understand the Labour group do hold a different view, but surely what we can agree on tonight is that the residents on those estates should be balloted. Indeed, I know that the leader of the council said herself at Cressingham Gardens she wanted to reassure people that we are not interested in doing anything to the estate that doesn't command the confidence and support of residents, the words of the council. Well, tonight there's a chance to show that, and our pledge to you is that if you give the residents the chance to show that in the ballot, what they really think, we will support you in that too. Thank you.
We will now move on to the next item of business, which is councillors' questions. 25 minutes is set aside.